And we've been loving The Amazing Race on Wynn. We're catching up with Chris and Alicia. This is the Geek and the Princess are eliminated last night. How are you guys feeling?
We're so devastated. It was so heartbreaking to watch it all play out. And it's so interesting to see exactly, you know, how it went down, because when you're racing, you know, you're just focused on yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was just crushing, yeah.
Oh, my heart broke. Alicia, when you were right at the end and Ryan, the host, said you guys haven't made it into the final, my heart broke for you. I do want to know, like, if you were to look back and you guys were to do the whole thing again, it's interesting looking back on it, what would you have done a little bit differently?
I don't think we would have done anything differently. We did it, you know, all on our own. We succeeded to get into the top four without the help from anyone. So I don't know if we would have changed anything. Maybe I would have gone to the gym. That was sort of our only kind of, like, that was my kryptonite. But apart from that, like, I'm just so stoked with the game we played. You know, we didn't need to rely on anyone else to get as far as we did.
No, you did such a great job.
So tell us, we're obviously in the Hunter Valley here. You guys were in the Hunter Valley as one of your challenges for The Amazing Race. What was your experience in the Hunter Valley?
We love the Hunter and we're big red wine fans. Anyway, we don't have any money or any time to stop for wine, so we're actually heading down to the Hunter.
In 3 weeks?
In a few weeks. So
no
we can
way.
Actually and do things and not be rushed around doing challenges. So we'll get to enjoy ourselves in a few weeks down there.
Oh, beautiful. Well, you're very welcome to come say g'day. But it is a fierce competition. And I know, you're kind of always on your feet the whole time. Were there any moments where you as a couple were able to have, like, a little cheeky romantic moment?
Well, nearly every day.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
We like to steal little moments, for ourselves. If we were ever kind of waiting in a queue, I mean, it sounds really not romantic, but waiting in a queue means you have time to be human and talk to each other and say, hey. And apart from that, you are racing. Oh, and on aeroplanes. Thank goodness. We took plenty of airplanes and that gave us, 40 minutes to just be our normal selves again before getting back into race mode.
A little downtime. I asked that question because there was a cute little moment in a hot air balloon that I was like, that kind of shows the human side of you guys, which is so nice when you're just kind of in attack mode the whole time.
Yeah, and like that challenge, because it was so windy, we got completely blown off course. What was supposed to be, a roadblock, I was supposed to be throwing these coloured bombs and it all got cancelled because of the crazy weather. Mm. So, we just got to kind of enjoy this super romantic hot air balloon ride with four cameramen and four other teams.
romantic as all hell.
So going from a romantic hot air balloon ride to last night's episode where you had to do a shooey, run us through what was going through your mind with that, because it looked gross.
Yeah, we're not very good at eating challenges or drinking challenges, and that was both of our first shooeys. It's not something I'd be ordering.
It's not beer either. What was in that mix? Do you know? It was like green sludge.
We have no idea.
I'm pretty sure there was capsicum.
I'm pretty sure there was jalapenos. Like, I honestly no idea. Also, I didn't realise that a shoey had to be done out of a second-hand shoe. Like, literally, someone had worn those shoes.
Straight off the foot, yep.
It didn't taste like feet, as far as I'm aware. I've never tasted feet, but I imagine it didn't taste like
feet. Oh, good. Well, Chris and Alicia, the Geek and the Princess, we loved watching you guys in The Amazing Race. We're so sorry you're eliminated. Finals week continues tomorrow at 7:30 on the Wynn Network. Thank you so much for joining us this morning, guys.
Thanks, guys. Have a good morning.